Odie needs something to do, something to occupy his time. This television should shut him up. There, that ought to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down,
help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip,
when you've got the world on your shoulders.
Friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care,
but friends will care for you.
The Garfield Guarantee. No giant robots or annoying little blue people.
I'm home.
Oh, what an exciting announcement. It'll probably be on the news tonight. John is home, film at 11.
And you'll never guess what I bought.
The entire nation of Bolivia?
A new bathroom scale.
That was going to be my next guess.
It's a talking scale. It calculates how much you should weigh for your height, and it predicts your fortune, too.
Hmm.
I'm going to weigh myself as soon as I get out of these heavy clothes.
No point in delaying the bad news.
One at a time, please. I don't do drugs. Let me guess. You're an ocean liner, right? Get off! Get off! Get off! Thank you.
All right, no kidding around. Let me have it straight.
You are 20 pounds overweight or 9 inches under tall. Your fortune is, you will be splutted.
Splutted? What does it mean, splutted? Oh, splutted. All this scale needs is a little tampering with.
Well, let's make sure that I'm still at my ideal weight.
You are 50 pounds overweight. Your fortune is, you will go on a strict diet.
50 pounds overweight? How could this happen? I am going to go on a strict diet. Garfield, you're going to help me. Will you make sure I don't eat too much?
Oh, I suppose so.
Are you sure this is what the diet book says I get for lunch? One lettuce leaf? Garfield, I'm going to go work out.
Good.
And you're going to work out with me.
Bad.
Here's my dumbbell.
Here's my dumbbell.
Here's my little rope.
Here's my little dope.
What's wrong with a little exercise?
What's wrong with a little exercise?
Maybe there's still hope.
Nope.
Let's turn this place into a gym.
I think there's something seriously wrong with him.
Workout! Workout! That's what it's gonna take.
Cookout! Cookout! How about a great big steak?
The road to health is paved with good intentions.
The road to the kitchen can lead to new dimensions.
Garfield, we're gonna get in shape.
Fat chance. Whoa, yeah.
Okay, we'll start by skipping rope.
Great. Then we'll skip the sit-ups, then the push-ups, then...
Better still, let's start with some jogging. Come on!
Do you folks have to do this kind of thing if you want to get fed every night?
all right, we'll rest. Garfield, we're still in front of our house.
Yeah, but it's a long driveway.
I think we should head west.
No, I think we should go east.
Oh, no, you just want to go that way because it's shorter.
No, I wanted to go that way because there's no open manhole.
Okay, now, pulling on these things is great exercise. It's no use. They're too tough. You take one, and I'll take one.
Ooh. Oh, boy. All this exercise has made me hungry. Here, hold this a second. I think I'll peel it first. Oh, the peeler's in the house. Well, that's not nice. If you're going to take a break, at least you could have told me.
This is an aerobics workout record.
I can't take much more of this. This'll get it over with sooner. I better stop this before John flies south for the winter. You know, you'd better stop trying to improve your health before you remove your health. John's worked so hard. I'll put it back to accurate weight. But first, I'd better test it.
You are still 20 pounds overweight. Your fortune is you are about to get more exercise.
More exercise?
Okay, let's see how much I lost.
You are the correct weight for your height. Your fortune is you will punish your cat for tampering with the scale earlier.
Rat Fink scale.
You will chase your cat around the living room. He will slip on the throw rug. He will swing on the chandelier. Crash into the wall.
Boy, are those things ever accurate.
You will chase him out the front door. You will chase him down the block. And they lived heavily ever after. The end, 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 end.
Okay, everybody, try to imagine the story.
Okay.
One day in the deep, dark jungle, a waka bird was singing a simple song. When suddenly the fierce beasts appeared, the beasts moved closer and closer.
Help, get us out of this.
And they lived happily ever after.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. Glad you could make it. Let me get out of the waller here. Oh, thanks for offering to help, but I can manage on my own. Yeah, I was afraid for a while there you weren't coming. Just let me blow my inner tube back up and I'll show you around. Well, that's odd. My pump was right around here a minute ago. Well, I'll find it later. Right now, I want you to meet Wade.
Oh, I love this. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've shrunk. I have shrunk down very small. Help! I am tiny! I am minute!
I'd better warn you, Wade sometimes panics over the silliest things.
Help! I have shrunken!
You see what I mean?
Stop that, Wade! You're the same size I am!
You've shrunk too? Oh, no! And look! Look! Oh, the trees are my size, and the barn, and your friend here. Everything has shrunk down like me.
Oh, wait. You are too comedic. You have got to pay attention to things. Think before you act.
Uh-oh.
Yeah!
So, that's kind of how it is around here. Roy tends to... What's that? You think Booker's out hunting worms? Oh, no. Booker doesn't do that anymore.
Tell your friends here what happened. Wait till you hear this.
Well, if you want to hear the story, it all happened about a week ago. You know how Booker loves to hunt for worms.
Hey, Booker, what are you doing? Fishing for worms. What are you using for bait? Oh, come on. Hunt worms with me. I can't. I have to hang pictures today. Okay, but you'll miss out on a worm feast.
Oh, that's all right. I have a quiche in the microwave.
All right, now, I think I'll hang this picture right there. And this one goes over there. Maybe I need shorter nails.
Booker set up a trap for the worm.
There, a grade-A first-class worm trap. Pretty impressive, huh? That worm doesn't stand a chance. Why, when I get my hands on that worm, he'll beg for... Thought you could fool me, huh, worm?
She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not.
Yes, Booker was pretty dedicated to worm hunting. But later that day...
The worm, the worm. I hate the worm. I'll show him who's boss. I'll grab him, I'll rub him, I'll jab him, I'll slap him, then I'll use him for dental floss. The worm, the worm, the worm hates me, but I don't mind it. I'll grab him around his wormy old neck if I can ever find it. You won't get away from me! Help! Get me out of this! Help! Get me down from here! Help! Somebody help me! Help! Help! Help!
So Booker yelled for help. Hours passed and nobody heard him.
Somebody get me down!
Nobody at all. Well, almost nobody.
Help! Help, help! Oh, help! Help!
Now, some people say that worms don't have feelings. And maybe not. But this worm sure seemed to. So that's how Booker gave up worm hunting. Now they're friends.
Gee, do you think it'll last?
Sure, trust me. Booker will never chase a worm again.
The worm, the worm. I like the worm, though it may not come naturally. It's so easy to see that this one especially gets a big kick out of me. Crawl, worm! Come back here!
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
Hey, Odie, I'll throw the bone and you fetch it. Okay, boy? Huh?
Odie just fell for the oldest trick in the book. Gee, I wonder what kind of dog could possibly have a bone that big. Oh, that kind of dog. I can't live without you. Without you, my day doesn't begin. You're my reason for getting up in the morning. You keep me going. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, Garfield, try not to annoy the mailman today, huh?
Ah. Today's the day I annoy the garbage man. The mailman is tomorrow.
I'm expecting a very important package.
Okay, I've had my morning coffee. Time for my post-coffee mid-morning nap.
Hey, Garfield. You aren't going to sleep, are you? Wake up. Hey, you in there? You can't go to sleep. There's a mailman to annoy.
Who are you?
Who do you think I am?
Well, the voice is kind of familiar, and you are handsome.
I'm your evil side, Garfield. Everyone has one. I'm the one who makes you do nasty things.
Bad things? Such as?
Well, look over there. Don't you just have the urge to push Odie off this table?
Yeah.
No, Garfield, don't do it.
Who are you? No, don't tell me. You're my good side. Haven't seen you around much lately.
The way you try and hide me, I am not surprised.
Beat it. Scram. Vamoose. Hit the trail. Evaporate. Disappear.
Oh, no. I'm not going to let you influence Garfield today. No, sirree.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
No.
Well, it's about time. Adios. Now, go shove Odie off the table.
No, I can't do it.
Yes, you can. I've had you do it before. Shove him off.
No, I can't do it. Yes, I can.
Now, wasn't that fun?
Well, not really, but...
I saw that, Garfield. That was not nice. Now, you behave yourself. I'm going out to mow the lawn.
You aren't gonna let him talk to you like that, are you?
Don't listen to him. He'll only get you in trouble, Garfield.
Who should he listen to? You?
Why not?
You're a wimp, that's why not.
Better a good wimp than a bad... whatever you are.
I ain't gonna listen to this.
Ain't is bad grammar.
Get in there. I'm sending you to Italy this time. Now, here's what I want you to do. When he gets over there, what it did, I want you to pull it through.
That wouldn't be nice.
That's the point of it. And then you push it.
Garfield is usually so good, but every so often, I don't know what gets into him.
Did like I told you, right?
I'm not sure I should have.
Maybe Garfield's not feeling well.
Oh, yikes!
Garfield, you didn't tamper with the power mower, did you? I hope that's true.
See what you've done? You've made me into a liar. And you know what happens to liars. They get jobs doing the weather on TV. Never mind that. The mailman is coming. This is your chance. Go get him.
No, you mustn't. You...
There. Now, go to it. Yeah, I'll take care of that mailman. Bill, you may already have won $17 million. Mrs. Castanetti's new dentures are in. Nothing much. Hey, here's that package John was waiting for. Wonder what's in it. Oops. Hey, I don't belong in here. I don't even have a stamp.
Hey, come back here. Bring back my cart.
You have no idea how much I'd like to be able to do that. This was not a good idea. Did I just qualify as express mail?
Your package and your cat, both third class.
Sorry, he's been that way all day. And I don't understand it. We give you everything here. A home, lots of attention, enough food to feed the 3rd Marine Division. And still, every so often something gets into you and you do these things. And I don't know why.
Why should you do what he says? He's only gonna punish you.
But you're still my cat, and I'm still gonna give you the gift I ordered for you. Here.
He bought you a present. Aren't you ashamed of the way you've acted?
Hey, why should he be? He got loot from the deal. I just hope I didn't hurt this great mug. Hey, so maybe messing with the mailman wasn't so hot an idea.
Garfield, where are you going? I'll never figure that cat out.
Get rid of the cat. Lose him.
He's a good cat. Forgive him.
He's nothing but trouble.
He's loyal and devoted, and
Greek.
He always does the right thing.
Trade him in and get a hamster or a Pekingese.
He's your cat, and you care for him.